You remember how we started the week? It was a week with such promise, wasn't it? Palms held high, hosannas sung. That was the week for Jesus. Going into Jerusalem, such promise, such excitement. Hosannas being sung as he entered Jerusalem. People hailing him as a king. Sharing a meal with his friends, his closest friends. And now this. Tragedy has struck. The Messiah is dead. The Master has been crucified. And what's more, it's because of us that he hiked up Golgotha, carrying the instrument of his own execution. Because of absolute, utter love for us, he went to his death. But it really doesn't look like love, does it? I mean, when I think of love, sunshine, butterflies, romance, roses. Love is beautiful. Love makes me feel good. Love is not a whore. And yet, in this is love. Absolute, complete love for us. Do you think Jesus expected resurrection? I don't mean hoped for resurrection, prayed for resurrection, but expected resurrection. Took it as a done deal. I don't think so. You know, when I look at the cross, I see one who has absolute, perfect trust, perfect hope in the Father. But also one who is absolutely scared, panicked. One who is alone. One who is abandoned. One who is very, very human. One who is like us. But I also see one who is very, very intimate with God. One who knows God. One who is able to set all ego aside. All selfishness aside. One who is in absolute tune with the will of the Father. I don't want this. But I do want it if you will it. I choose the cross. Not for me. I choose the cross for them. I choose the cross not for my glory, but for their salvation. And that's the answer to the question, why the cross? Why this horror? Why the cross? For you. Why the cross? For me, for you, for me, for every person that has walked this earth. That is why the cross. Because we need the cross. We need to know what absolute, perfect, self-giving love looks like. Love with no strings, no conditions. Nothing but giving. Absolute, perfect love. We need the cross to know what love is. We need the cross to drag us out of the pit of our own despair. We need the cross to know that there is one who thinks we are lovable, one who thinks we are worthy of sacrifice, one who believes that we are redeemable, one who thinks it is worth it to save us. The week that started with such excitement, such hope, is not yet complete. There is much, much more to the mystery to be celebrated. But let's stay here just for a short while. Let us stay here with the cross. Let us stay here with one who loves us. Let us stay here with love itself.